On the line, I have David Hodge, who is the CEO of Plastic Forests. And if you want to know what a plastic forest is, it's not a bunch of trees that are sitting there and just growing plastic. These, in actual fact, it's the practical use of farm plastics to help a lot of our farmers who have suffered through the bushfires and the like. And you might like to explain, David, the whole plastic forest concept.
Well, thanks very much. Yes, look, we started in the bush around 14 years ago, and we've been an overnight success, so to speak. Along the way, our innovation journey has hit many hurdles and hiccups, as it always does, but we've now got a really good system that can take agricultural films in particular, and we can turn them into really good products. And the latest one that we've just released is the steel-reinforced recycled plastic inline fence post. And that is just becoming available right now.
Now, David, I always think of waste product, and I worry about the contamination of the waste product. And as you know, that's been a major problem for Australia. Have you been able to overcome this?
Yes, in our process, I suppose while we're relatively famous globally in this space, is that we were the first company in the world to commercialise a dry cleaning process, a waterless process where we're able to take and clean the films. And most of the films that we get have, they might have some film, some grass, some dirt, and it's about removal of that and then taking the plastic, which was pretty expensive in the first place to actually purchase. So if you have a look at the cost of buying plastic, it's expensive and it's great stuff. But what happens when we're finished with it? We've got to think of better applications. And so that's what we've been able to do, is to do these the better applications and to put it into usable products.
Now, you've received a $300,000 grant from the Coles Nurture Fund, and you've had quite a bit of input from farmers in making these plastic fence posts as well, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We always seek feedback on everything we're doing, and Mike, who runs everything in the shed and operations, and a lot of the innovation, he comes from a farm. His father was a soldier settler in central Victoria, and so that way of thinking of trying to avoid waste and making everything last, that's really the background of it all.
I suppose it's an exciting concept for Australia, because we really were wondering what we were going to do with all of the waste product we were sending to China at one stage. I suppose you've got the answer now.
Look, I don't have the total answer, because we use too much plastic. Each year in Australia, just in the soft plastics, we use 300,000 to 500,000 tonnes a year. And we have nowhere near the production capacity to turn that back into product or the markets to do that. And I suppose for the last 20 years we have been reliant upon China. That closed in 2018. So it means now that we have to deal with our own waste, and we have to think of innovative ways of using it, such as in the fence posts, or we've just brought out a little garden kit, which is made from basically 95% silage film, and they're fantastic. And so it's, again, we've got to think of all these uses, all these products. So rather than going and buying a Chinese imported steel garden bed kit, buying an Australian-made product out of our own waste that's going to last 20 times longer than the piece of rubbish from overseas.
I don't think you'll get any argument from people in Australia on that subject, David. But listen, what sort of plastics are you recycling?
We specialise in soft plastics, or flexible plastics. That they can be the silage film, they can be bunker tarps. The polypropylene twine is another one that we can do. We can also do woven polypropylene, and people would know them probably more commonly as bulker bags. So we don't deal with milk bottles and wheelie bins. There's other people that know how to do that, and that's a lot easier to recycle. They're called rigid plastics. It's a lot easier to recycle a rigid plastic into something that is big and thick, like a park bench or a bollard. There's a fair amount of skill needed to be able to take the soft plastics And that's why we use steel reinforcement. And that steel is very important because it's Australian-made steel, which is important. But the steel gives it its integrity. And then if you think about concrete, it's the steel that gives it the strength, and the concrete wraps the steel. And so what we've got is the strength in the steel, and the plastic encapsulates that steel and has all the benefits where it can be electrified, so there's no isolators needed. It's fully insulated. It also comes with an engineered point on the end because we can actually create that, so it's easier and faster and quicker to drive in the ground as well.
David, whilst you say steel, you get this idea of a rigid fence post, but I believe there's a fair bit of flexibility in it.
Yes, look, we were along the journey. We were at a farm west of Albury with a farmer there, and we were trying to make it like concrete. And then we were sort of moving the top dead centre, the top of the post. You know, we were able to wiggle it. And he said, this is great. He said, this is going to help protect the native animals when they hit the fences. It's got a bit of give, and it's also going to protect the farm animals as well. And so that little bit of flexibility is actually a good thing. We were trying to engineer it to be like concrete, but it turned out to be a benefit to have that flexibility.
Well, how does a farmer find out more about plastic forests?
Thank you very much. The easiest way is to go to our website, which is plasticforests.com.au. Just go to the contact form there or on the front page there, click on the link that's got the fence post, fill in the form. We've been caught a little bit surprised with Coles. They've done a fantastic job in helping us. They're giving us this $300,000 so we can ramp up our production. But we thought with COVID that it would still be a few weeks away. So we've been caught a little bit off guard. But if they fill in that form, we will acknowledge everybody that comes through.
CEO of Plastic Forests, David Hodge, thanks so much for your time and your innovation.
Thank you, Andy.